Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of things, Howard Eskin had this to say about me 2 days ago.
Joe DiCamera, I don't know. I guess he's insane now. He's just, he has totally, his brain must have been fried somewhere at the end of that game. They got to franchise him and keep him as a backup. That's the most asinine, stupid comment I have ever heard.
All right, I will not welcome Howard Eskin to the show, but we will bring him on the air. Howard Eskin, hello.
You are a dope, a stone-cold dope, all right? So let me just put an exclamation point on the asinine comment you have made about franchising Nick Foles to be a backup. $25 million for a backup.
Unconventional, indeed. Unconventional, Howard.
Not unconventional. It's just stupid. It's just stupid because now you waste all that money on a backup, and then the rest of your team, how do you fix the rest of your team? How do you pay the rest of your team? And to have them as a backup, and then you text Joe Giglio the other night,
yep.
Well, I don't want to give him to the Giants on a silver platter. You're not giving him. You got to worry about your team, not the other teams. And the number one quarterback, which you now realize is Carson Wentz, and he's got to be the guy, and you're going to put $25 million in a backup. The most, I'm telling you, it is so ridiculous.
Let me say something.
John, how do you work with this dope every day? It's a joke.
Howard, you know what really bums me out about this, by the way? This is one of those rare times, because I know the flack I took 2 days ago on the show from callers. This is one of those rare times where I know people actually agree with you. I mean, it makes me sick. It makes me sick. All right, Howard.
We don't want to get you sick because you got some kind of ridiculous, like, injury. You are such – I'll use the word wimp because I can't use the word that I want to use.
Wait. No, why don't you tell us? What word do you want to use, Howard?
No, I'm not going to use that word because I just be somewhat appropriate.
Because I got a pubis plate issue?
You know what? I worked with a torn hamstring and a broken leg last year, and did I talk about it?
Did talk about it. Before the Giants game, when the Eagles and Giants are going to play in a monsoon in October up in the Meadowlands, you talked for like 5 minutes on our show. Oh, my God, it's going to rain. It's going to rain on me.
But I don't talk about my injury. I don't talk about it. I waited until the season was over. I don't have to whine about it like you. It's what we do, and you're not an athlete.
Howard,
don't think because you got an injury.
I'm not saying I'm high-level athlete. I'm an athlete, but not high-level. All right, Howard, let me ask you this. What, in your opinion, what should the Eagles do with Nick Foles?
Okay, here's what they can and can't do. And the franchise, you know, when I thought it through, that doesn't even work. All right, they're gonna let his agent go out and say, hey, find a team, and if you can find a team that you can work a deal out with that you like, where Nick wants to play, and that's the most important thing because he's going to choose where he wants to play. And with John DeFilippo now apparently at Jacksonville, that is an option now. The Giants certainly are an option. I think Bruce Arians would love to have him, although he said he's committed to Jameis Winston. I don't think that is totally the truth. But, okay, so you pick up his option, but you don't do it until the agent figures it out. He buys his way out, but he doesn't buy his way out if you can make a trade. However, here's the problem with the franchise tag. If you franchise him after you give him his option, he buys out, and you try to trade him, if you can't, and the other team plays chicken with you and say, well, you can't keep him at $25 million, so we're not giving you that. You know you're already going to get a third-round pick as a compensation pick. So now you've got to do better than that. The other team's not going to want to do that because they know you're going to have to get rid of him. Now if you rescind the franchise tag, you get no compensation. That is the problem. You're taking a big risk if you franchise him, and then you have to rescind it because we know they're not going to pay him $25 million to be a backup, and you can't have him there. Yeah, Carson's the guy, and you can't have any distractions. You can't have him looking over his shoulder. So the dynamic here, if you can steal a pick better than a third-round pick, and I don't know that you can do it, he's gone, and we know he's gone, and you're not going to get – you're going to get your third-round pick in compensation. But I think that's it. I would be shocked if they get better than that from a team and can trade him because the teams know what the deal is. So Hopefully I've explained that. The franchise thing is not as easy as it sounds if you really want to trade him, because then when you have to rescind it, if in fact that's what you do, you lose that compensation. That could be a problem.
Do the Eagles believe enough in Sudfeld? Or do they bring someone else in to be number two?
Well, they'll look, but they do believe in Sudfeld. They believe in his ability, his arm strength, what they've seen at practice. But he's like anybody. He's got to develop more. And as the backup for the whole season, and I think that's in the end, that's what's going to happen. Because they do believe that he's got a chance to be a solid backup quarterback. Now, whenever you go to your backup, and this was a rare situation, you know you're in trouble, but Nick's not really a backup. He's a starter in the NFL, and he developed and created and made his way into a starter. But, yeah, they believe in Sudfeld. But, you know, in camp, you're going to have four quarterbacks anyway, So you're going to just try to see if there's somebody else out there. But anybody else out there is probably going to go to a situation where he really has a chance to be the backup. And I don't know that there's anybody out there that could replace Sudfeld as the backup quarterback on this team.
What do the Eagles do with Golden Tate?
I don't think they sign him. What a great, great guy. He added something to the team, but you're going to have to sign Aguilar. So who would you rather have, Aguilar or Golden Tate? Aguilar at least can stretch the field a little bit. You're going to have to keep – you can't keep both of them. You can't keep everybody, especially in the cap situation they're in right now. I really like Golden Tate as a person. He did add something to the team once he understood the plays. So I just don't think you can sign him. And you'll get compensation for him too. I don't know if it'll be a fourth-round pick or a third-round pick, but you'll get compensation.
You say it like it's a slam dunk that they are keeping Nelson Aguilar around. I mean, is that the way you feel? Is that the case?
Yeah, that's the way I feel. When he is playing at his best, and I don't know what kind of happened to him the last part of the season, but I really believe, and we've seen him be a really good wide receiver and really do some good things. And I believe that's in him. I don't know if Golden Tate bringing him in kind of pushed him back and he regressed a little bit with that. But I think Nelson Aguilar, and I think they believe it too, is going to be a good receiver for this team.
What about Mike Wallace?
I think he's gone.
And what about Mack Hollins and Shelton Gibson?
Well, Sheldon Gibson, I question too about whether he'll stay. But Mack Hollins is a good special teams player. He's had plenty of time to recover, and I think he can kind of be at the end of that wide receiver thing. But his ability on special teams is really good. And Sheldon Gibson is good on special teams. He's just not good in the offense for multiple reasons. So I don't know whether they keep him. It depends on who they get in the draft and who they pick up in the offseason. But Sheldon Gibson, I would say, would be an endangered species.
Hey, Howard, what's up with Kelsey? Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Is this a thing to try to get more money? Like, what's your understanding of what's going on?
Nothing to do with money. Nothing. When you go through, and John, you know this, you go through a brutal season. You have injuries. And Kelsey had foot, knee,
Elbow.
He had all these injuries, and it's a grind. His position and what he does is a grind. Yep. And mentally, you're just worn out. He'll have time to think. And I think one of the things that athletes do, and I know Jason has spoken to other athletes, once you stop, you can't come back. But if you still have ability to play the game, a lot of players I know will tell you, no, you got to play it until you feel you can't play it anymore. He knows he can play, but it's the mental part of having to prepare for that and do those things. And I think during camp next year, We've seen Doug take it easy on guys. I think it'll take it easier. And camp's the worst thing for these guys. That's the thing with Sproles. You know, he just doesn't like camp. He's thinking about whether he wants to come back. We've already heard the Eagles say that they would like him to come back, and I would too.
Yeah.
But it's the part of camp. But don't let those guys go through without grinding it out in camp too, because those people get prepared well and don't need camp to be able to do it.
Will Brandon Graham be an Eagle in 2019?
If he doesn't get another big deal, he will. If he gets a big deal, it's his last one, and he's going to take it. I hope so, and I've talked to some players. They hope they don't lose more players that are important to that locker room, and he is one of those people that is important to that locker room. That really is important. I should touch on and all this fake news with the free agents. This is just it's a joke anymore. Scott Boras feeds Bob Nightingale is a terrific reporter, but Scott Boras is feeding him what he wants to put out there. I'm going to tell you right now, Harper will not get a $300 million deal. Nobody has offered him $300 million. When that report came out at the end of the season that Washington offered $300 million, that was nonsense. And, over the last week, I've gotten a lot of information on this, and that's nonsense. And nobody knows what the other people have offered, but that's why Scott Boras is still playing this game, because he wants to get to that $300 million. Now, they might put 2 years that are non-guaranteed at the end of this contract when all is said and done to try to save face and make it sound like it's $300 million. That's a joke. Manny Machado is the player the Phillies would rather have because he adds more to this team. He helps them defensively on the left side, where Harper's an average outfielder. But the Phillies and other teams believe that the Yankees are laying in the weeds to get Machado. And that's why I don't buy any of the numbers. That's why I don't buy. The Yankees are still there, and that's dangerous. And the Phillies had a great meeting with Harper. The fact, I didn't realize he was a Mormon, and I don't ever like to bring religion in, but they believe he's a very solid person, and they like that part of it. But again, it's going to come down to money. And I think with Harper, it's between the Phillies and the Nationals, and he does like Washington. But I'd love Machado. I don't want to hear about he doesn't run. There's a lot of guys that don't run. So it doesn't matter to me. But they could get both, and if they get both, there is no Trout. If they don't get both, then Trout would be somebody that they would look at down the line, and I've been told that. But if they get both, you can't just keep on adding on those kind of contracts.
Yep.
So that's what you've got to figure out. But it'll be interesting. They could get both, they could get one, or they could get none. That's why this thing, and it just sits out there.
Yeah, it's taking too long. Hey, King, good work, my man. Thank you for joining us, as always.
All right, you dope.
Thanks,
there
Howard.
The King. I might start naming him the half-wit. I said, John, you're the half-wit. I mean, he made a living. He made a career calling people nitwit.
Mm-hmm.
Should I call him halfway? Should I call him quarter wit? I mean,
you should try. See what happens.
Yeah. That's easy. He's not even in the studio. He's over the phone. He's on the Sports Carlton guest line.
You're saying if you had to look at him in the studio, you might not do it?
Oh, if I had to look at him in the studio, I'd call him a 16th of a wit. Cheddar Cameron Jones. Coming up, I said yesterday something I wanted to get to that's ridiculous in sports. I'd forgotten to do so. We'll hit that next. We'll rock the calls as well. Wentz, do you believe in Carson Wentz as much as you always have? And really, where do we stand now 3 years into Carson Wentz? And he's going to be the guy. There's no question he's the guy for the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you really, truly believe in Carson Wentz, like the whole shebang? Jota Cameron, John Rich, we'll keep breaking it down on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.